integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, all right. So Kellogg's. Now, I used to live near Battle Creek, Michigan. That was the, it still is the home of the Kellogg's Corporation. And I grew up, I have to tell you, anybody seen a picture of me lately, you might not suspect this, but I grew up basically distracting myself during the morning breakfast by eating Tony the Tiger. I ate honeycombs. I would read all of the things on the box. That was pretty much my reading level at the time. I don't think it's really increased that much, to tell you the truth. But I ate all the cereals, and then I think when I was going out the door, after I'd get up, have breakfast, get ready for school, and then out the door with a Pop-Tart. That pretty much was my breakfast.
I was Quisp. I was a Quisp guy. It was the highest sugar in any cereal.
And apologize, listeners. Brother, I know you're not interested in what we ate, but you should be, because
Kellogg's. Don't do what we did, because it was a bad idea then. It was an awful idea. It's even worse now. You know, Holly, here's where the story came from. And listeners, I got to tell a quick story about the Kellogg brothers. One of the Kellogg brothers, William Charles, or excuse me, Harvey. William Harvey Kellogg was a physician. He was really best practiced naturopathic medicine in Battle Creek. It was an unbelievably successful physician, and he invented this process of toasting corn, basically a raw food type of thing is what we call it today, so it was better and digestible. His brother, William Charles Kellogg, was the businessman. He put white sugar on it and started selling it to kids. There was a famous battle. The businessman won the rights to the name. And by the way, Holly, C.W. Post was a patient at the sanatorium who was a businessman who was listening to this, and he started Post cereals. So that's where our kids started to eat dessert for breakfast, was in Battle Creek, is where it all started. Since then, you understand that origin and that fight is still going on now. We still have the doctor saying, don't give the kids sugar in the morning, don't give them sugar at all. And you have the company still pressing the same thing. This battle's gone on till this day. Well, a new level of low for me even happened recently, where Kellogg's has decided to use recycled boxes for their cereal. That's great, right? Well, wrong. When they act, there's chemicals that they mix in order to get the boxes to recycle, and those boxes are now toxic. We're not even talking about the toxic, the allegedly toxic food inside it. It's the actual boxes, Holly. Switzerland pulled them. They said, no, you can't use these boxes. You're going to have to spend a few pennies more on your recycling and not use those chemicals. There's a company called Jordan's that makes stuff in the UK and in Europe. They immediately pulled the recycled boxes off the shelves. They're switching over. But Kellogg's says that they are going to take steps to reduce the risk of the human health risk. Quote, excuse me, they're taking steps to reduce the risk to human health. In other words, they didn't say if they're pulling the boxes off the shelf. Listeners, I'm not just complaining now about the stuff in the box. I'm complaining about the box itself. I know I sound like a whiner here, but this is a company that said, despite knowing that this cardboard is toxic, we're going to only review it. We're not going to pull it off the shelves. And this is what's going to our kids. Enough is enough. Please reconsider purchasing Kellogg products.
Okay, so I don't think that you're being anything except one of my favorite things, which is really encouraging people to think. Because let's give another analogy that might hit home for folks. Let's say you go and you source the best organic coffee, and getting coffee organic is really darn important, because if you don't, do you know the absorption rate and the amount of pesticides that bean has gone under in order to end up in your cup?
Look at the countries that make it. Colombia,
that's right.
Mexico.
Exactly. Right? And it's ending up in your system and probably contributing to some diseases that you know that you have or don't know that you have. So let's say you go and you source this great organic coffee, and then you make it and you filter it through a chlorine bleached white paper filter. Have we just taken such an incredible effort and act of wisdom and slashed it in half? I think so. And I think you're talking about the same thing. So first of all, I think it would be safe to say that food shouldn't have a label. I mean, if food is really food, shouldn't have labels, shouldn't have a box. Idea. It just shouldn't have a box. And so they're suspect right there anyway. But the truth of the matter is, many, many people are continuing to consume these cereals. And what you're saying is, not only do we have to worry about the nutritional lack of nutritional value of the cereals themselves and the addition of colors and fillers and sugar, it is also what these cereals are transported in and what they're held and contained in that are going to be shoved into that food that we then, or that food product that we then take into our bodies. And it's going to make a big difference.
Toxic packaging. It's going to get bigger and bigger. The EPA finally did stop BPA in infant, in all the infant bottles. They finally did throw down the ban there, but they haven't done it for toddlers. So toddlers are getting toxins still, and babies aren't. Now we are finding that the boxes, and what aggravates me is, look, I'm not going to go conspiracy theory and say that these guys knew that the packaging was toxic when they sold it to children. That's, I'm not going to say that. I'm hoping that's not true. I really am. I'm hoping that's not true. But once you confirm it, pull it off the darn shelves. Really? We're not asking a whole lot.
No, I think, but you know, I think it's the question of, are they willing to put people and human life before profits? And I think that pulling it off the shelf, rearranging packaging, getting new material is going to be very, very costly for them. But my dear, if they can't, it's like, mm-hmm. Do we need to get that information out so people can do what? Protect themselves, make better choices. We don't always have to point the finger at anybody. And I do think that this is true. As soon as you go out and you point that finger, there are three pointing back at you, and that's much more powerful. And that's not to blame people, it's to empower people. How can we really, really, really show people that they have choice, they have action, they have wisdom, and they can wake up and use their own mind and make better decisions for themselves and their family?
I think we also have to look at it per company. I do this with nutritional supplements. Listeners, the nutritional supplement industry has problems. There is 10 or 12 companies that I know in my head that I would never use their products. I just wouldn't do it. I have privileged information that I've known through the years, Holly has it too, that I simply don't trust them. So it's not like it's not in the natural medicine industry either. It is all around the world. It is in every industry. I think we have to start looking at it per company. Would I, after this story, choose to use a Kellogg's product with my child? No, not unless I hear a mea culpa and a different way of doing business. Not just a different product line or cleaning the cardboard eventually up, but a different vision on how they view the world as a responsible feeder of children. There's a responsibility there to that. You know, when I look at some of these companies like Amy's and I can't think of, you know, Seventh Generation and these. They honestly take the responsibility of continuing generations getting to the same opportunity that we have, preserving the earth for future generations. But the toxicity level that our kids are getting, why is it that the least defense, you know, they're the ones that can defend themselves the least, and now they're getting the most exposure yet again? And it's just got to stop. And it will only stop if we hit their pocketbook. You're 100% right.
Absolutely. And how do we have them how do we have their pocketbook hit? Is by people just not purchasing anymore. Forces people to do things differently.
Yeah, it does. And we're going to have to look at a company per company. Look at companies and you like them, you read good things about them, to the best of your information, good, reward them with your purchase. The same thing, walk right past them if they're not. When you hear the story, please tell people that until we can hear the Kellogg's philosophy shift as a responsible member of the feeding community, that they're just not going to purchase it anymore. There's other companies to choose. And I know it adds an hour to your day. I know it adds to your life, but you are worth it. You are worth it for us.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're just talking about consciousness, talking about waking up, seeing the truth of what's going on out there, and hopefully being able to use your own mind. You've learned it, right? So we want you to go out and use your own mind and live it. You've got that information. Maya Angelou says, when you know better, you do better, but it isn't always the case. We want it to be the case because we want to help you stay well on Radio MD and RadioMD.com.